a feed on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Bad experiences. Amen. Whew. Wonderful Jesus. Lord, have our life changed tonight. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. The first place they got to, remember, they begged Pharaoh. They said, let us go out into this wilderness that we may hold a feast. And that word feast in the Hebrew means dance. And if they would just take all those English words and put them back the way they were spoken, amen, in original Aramaic, amen, they would have said, Pharaoh, let us go dance before the Lord. Let us go to this place, this unrestrained place, amen, and dance before the Lord. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. And the very first place they came to was bitter waters at Mara. See? And there is a bitter water, there's bitter water in a river right down the middle of our wheel. Huh? Right down the middle of our human wheel. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. And this is why it's so important, amen, to exercise yourself in praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, wonderful Lord. So wilderness is a mass of uncontrolled, unrestrained life. What is a desert? They went to a desert. Wilderness. A desert is a place of death. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. So what was he trying to prove? As he was trying to institute, this is so powerful. He was, and once you get this written, see, statutes and ordinances, you just not learn like that. These things are written on your heart. It becomes a statute. This is something by which you live by. Amen. Because it's a statute or an ordinance in your life. And the first place that he brought them to, amen, he brought them to a wilderness, a desert place. He brought them to uncontrollable life. He brought them to death, amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. And then he brought life out of death, amen, to institute a statute, amen, that he was the king, hallelujah, over the environment. That he's king over the places he leads you to. Hallelujah. And there goes Brother Larry just running, demonstrating his desire to go on for God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. You said that was out of order? No, it wasn't. He did it one time, and that was pleasing, and he sat back down. Now, if he had done it for 30 minutes, I was going, ah. I said, Larry, please sit down. But that pleases the Spirit. Amen. And that's another, God is filled with outward demonstrations. Oh, that we had more preachers in the land to preach the truth. Rabba kasatara mosiah, because God is filled with outward demonstrations. He lights on it. Throughout the entire Bible, God was always doing something outward to demonstrate something inward. And if we did some of those things outward that they did in the Bible to demonstrate something inward, we'd get in a lot of trouble for it. Because he said, Ezekiel, come here, let me have a word with you. Oh, boy. What is it this time, Lord? I know you're very original. There's no telling what he's going to tell me to do this time. There's one time he said, Ezekiel, I want you to eat human dung. Ezekiel said, see, this was to demonstrate something inwardly that Israel was doing, mixing seed, amen, with other nations. Because you can tell what a baby's been eating by what it deposits. Yeah. Amen. And he told Ezekiel to eat human dung, because as a result of that, it was going to stink. And it showed Israel, an outward demonstration. Ezekiel was showing the children of Israel what they were doing spiritually. What they were eating spiritually by mixing their seeds. He told them to take that human dung and mix it with various seeds. Mix it and then put it on, amen, an oven and let it cook and let it permeate the land of Israel. And people would... Then Ezekiel would preach. This is how you smell in the nostrils of God, Israel. Because you are backslidden, and the Lord God is showing you outwardly this day how you stink in his nostrils for mixing your seeds with the seeds of other nations. Because in our law it says not to do this. and he preached to them mighty, mighty, fiery sermons as they held their nose and got the point. Huh? So God's filled with outward demonstrations. But Ezekiel did not eat human dung. He said, Lord, that's beyond my stature. He said, I really don't have the stature to obey you on that one. Would you settle for cow's dung? God said, well, all right. And so he did. Amen. He asked him to eat human dung, but Ezekiel said, no, I can't do that. Amen. So he made cow patties. Amen. And he ate cow patties as they permeated the land. But the point, amen, was gotten by the children of Israel. Then another time he said, Ezekiel, come here. He said, oh, no. He said, Lord, I'm getting a reputation. You realize that, don't you? He said, I've got another thing I want you to do. Now, the children of Israel are naked spiritually. He goes, oh, you don't have to tell me no more. I know what you want me to do. He said, you're right. Go out there and do it. Amen. So he laid in the streets of Jerusalem for X number of days. I can't remember exactly how many right now. A long time. 280-something days, right. Boy, that's a long time. And he laid on one side so many days and weeks naked. Then he turned on the other side and laid so many. And God anointed him to lay there. Amen. Now, how many of us could do that, you know? Say, Lord, I just don't have the stature. I'm sorry. Amen. Praise God. I didn't come into this world to be a streaker, and I'm not going to become one now. Amen. No, but anyway, I'm just saying that those are mild outward demonstrations that we do around here. But the Bible, I'm talking Bible, folks. And there's others that blow your mind. That's in the Word of God that God told his servants to do, to get the point across. Amen. I don't think I'll ever finish this lesson here tonight. But this is so good. Amen. And hopefully you're just learning some things. And we pray that God would speak and give you the food that's convenient for your soul. And that's all. Amen. Whether I finish this lesson or not, it's not important. It's what you're supposed to get. Amen. From the Lord. So he took them to through death and through life. Amen. To prove that he was the king and that he was the bridegroom. Amen. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. Amen.